The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert A Journey Through Ascetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Spirituality of America, given on June 30, 1994 in San Jose, California, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
This world don't belong to us. It does, but, many people don't share. Yeah, don't like to share. You see, actually, this world belongs to everyone, including the animals. That's why we follow the vegetarian policy, because this world has come into existence due to the force of thinking power of all the beings of this planet that exist. We want this space, so it exists, including the animal, right? But when we come into this world, we thought it belonged to us. Everyone thought belong to themselves. Therefore, we start to get rid of the other aliens, you know.
The red, the black, the yellow, or whatever, you know, and the red, we will get rid of the white, and the white get rid of the black, and etc. And then the black and the white and the yellow get rid of the animal, etc. And we have forgotten that we are the co-owners, not the sole owners of this world. That is why we should not kill animals, should not eat them, and of course, especially, should not kill any other being. But in the name of sometimes politics, national love, or religion sometimes, we kill, yeah? And we justified our killing
with many glorious excuses. Actually, it is not the right thing. Because we kill today, and next life we're being killed. Therefore, the war always continues in our world, and we always wonder why. There's nothing to wonder. There's nothing to wonder. When we sow something, we reap the fruits thereof, right? Even the Bible says so. As you sow, so shall you reap. And for us, for those of us who has no suffering effect under the war or any other conflicts, that means we have not sown the seed of violence. So if we continue to keep it that way, even if we do not practice any meditation, even if we do not worship God officially, registered-wise, then we will be born again as a safe, secure, healthy human being. Because we do not have the seed of damage, yeah, of war, of violence. Actually, because I feel everyone has their own wisdom, yeah, inside already. Maybe we remind each other, but there's no need to teach or to talk too much. Since we are next to the vegetarian house, we would also remember the vegetarian policy. Why is it the best policy? Because if we can remind each other not to kill animals, then of course we know how would we kill human beings. War would eliminate itself from the root, you know, actually. It is the principle like that. And I think we have hope, huh? Because lately, even in America, huh? Is a fashion to eat vegetarian or not? Oh, am I dreaming? No, it's true, huh? Even for health reason, right? Yeah, so the other day, somebody was driving a car for me, and I said, well, now we can find a lot of vegetarian food anywhere. It's so easy, you know? Easier than, well, maybe 20, 30 years ago, huh? Even 10 years ago, right? So I said, wow, this is very good.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
I think because I was driving along the highway and all these magnificent bridges, you know, from San Francisco. Yeah. And I arrived in San Francisco before I came here. And I thought, wow, I really respect Americans, you know, for their force, for their determination, and their hard work spirit. Within 200 years, they built a whole nation, and so big, so big, so vast a nation, and so little people compared to other nations, which is small and heavily populated. So I was very touched, you know. I was always touched when I arrived in America, but this time because I arrived in San Francisco, the city was very cozy, yeah, French-like, yeah. And the bridge and the road are also very large and very well groomed and taken care of. And I was very touched. I thought, wow, my God, the Americans. No wonder they are the leading nation of the world, because they work so hard. Only 200 years, then they make history. And many countries, 2,000 years, 5,000 years, make no progress. And I was thinking, and I said, the Americans were also refugees. It's not what you were, it's what you are. It makes the difference, and what you will be, right? Because the Americans were originally from Europe, and they were driven by violence, yeah? By religious war and conflicts at that time. They wanted to protect their belief. That is very noble, really. The Americans were also refugees. And look at how they build up history. 200 years only, very young. And they came with nothing. You know, only the brain, only the spirit, only their faithful belief in God. And look at what they have made out of this nation, out of the wildness, of the big wasteland. And I was really very touched, you know, I'm very respectful, stepping on the land of America. I wasn't so sentimental before when I came to America, but just this time, a little bit special. And they were saying that, wow, well, the Americans are a little bit, something like materialistic. I said, no, they have to be. Just 200 years, they have to be. They have to put all their heart and mind to build their country. Yes. But now, they begin to relax, yeah? They have everything. Yes, they have built everything. And they are safe and sound. Of course, they have to build a house for themselves and for their later generation, for their children. Look at the road. Even just look at, you know, 1,000 miles long road, cross deserts and cross the sea, you would feel, you know, respect. You would really feel that they really work hard. I say that they have to be. It's not materialism, it's just they have to work hard, yeah? To be realistic in a strange and hostile land at that time. And mainly become such a friendly and prosperous paradise that many nations, the whole world envies. The whole world came to America because they also feel the wonder of the pioneers when they first came to this land. And they have built from nothing to make it become the most powerful country on earth. So I said they had to be that way. You know, it's not materialism, but they had to do it. First you come somewhere, you have to build your house and make electric water, city safe, and then you can talk about spiritual or even vegetarianism. At the time you come here, you don't have tofu. How can you talk about anything else, you know? So I thought, now the American people have everything they need, and now, because their seed is spiritual, therefore they always return to spiritual. So look at how many people turn to meditation. I don't mean the quantum method, but they just grasp anything at their hand because they're thirsty for it. Yeah? So they practice anything. And the American people have a problem with it. Whatever they do, they do it. They do it until they can do no more. They give everything a chance and take a long time. You know, they're very, very fair. That just proves that the American people are very spiritual from the beginning, you know, because their seeds is spiritual. They came here because of spiritual. The first reason, motive for them to settle in this land is spiritual reason. Therefore, that seed never died. Yes. And because they are spiritual, therefore they can build their land so strong. Only spiritual people can be strong and intelligent, really. So we don't look at it that way. We think the American people are not practicing materialism. It's not true. Spiritual people are also materialistic. It's not materialistic, it is practical. Why should we be one-sided in everything, right? One-sided is never good, it's fanaticism, right? And I say, well, now they turn around now, but now they're ready because they have built everything that they need to have a comfortable earthly existence. Now they're very much for spiritual. That's why a lot of vegetarian houses in America now, many people are vegetarian, millions of people, the driving partner. He said, oh, they eat it only for health's sake. I say, it's not true. It's not true. Many people know that, for example, smoking is no good for your health. Every packet of cigarettes is written that smoking is No good for your health, dangerous for your health, hazardous for your health. Every packet written like that. But people still smoke every day, 2-3 packets. So you cannot say the American people eat vegetarian just for health reason. Anyhow, so sometimes we have to look deep into the, you know, the background of the thinking mind of any person, right? And because the surface is not always the true answer to the problem or to the question. For example, many people know that drinking or smoking are causing cancer, but still they drink it.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco, 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum.
Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
I know the daughter of the owner of the biggest, one of the biggest hotels in Taipei. He has cancer, and the whole family knows that. And he knows that. And the whole family knows that he should not eat meat. The doctor tells him he should not eat meat. It's funny, how come you have cancer, you can't eat meat. So you shouldn't eat meat in the beginning, right? So anyhow, so what I thought is maybe right, huh? Okay. So now he knows that he shouldn't eat meat, and the doctor prescribed him less meat diet, but he cannot bear without. So he knows it. And he suffers, but he still eats. Beefsteak, or whatever he likes. So it's not that easy for people to eat vegetarian just because he or she worries about health. I don't believe it. There must be something inside, yeah? The deeper seed of the soul, of the spirit, that reminds him, talking within himself, that this is better for you. This is more harmonious. It's more peaceful for the world. And he contributes to the peace of this world by following this vegetarian policy. So he listened to that quiet voice. It's not about health. Because many people have a lot of health problems, but they never stop drinking coffee or whiskey or whatever they drink. Is that not so?
Yes.
Yes. And the more forbidden the food, the better the taste. Yes, yes, yes. Just tell a man, don't drink whiskey, and he go and buy two more bottles. Is that not so?
Yes.
This is human psychology. That's why Adam and Eve made problem for us right now. Just because God originally wanted that we multiply, yeah, and we become diverse. We become like a different, you know, colorful. So he wanted us originally like that. So life is more colorful, more fun. Yes, there are good and bad and and the between, you know, and the worst. So he liked to see the theater, yeah. It's just like we go to see the movies. We don't expect all the characters in the movie play the same roles, no? And act the same character, no? How can you see a movie like that? So the director or the screenwriter must write a lot of things, right? He good here, bad there, funny here, and crying over there, right? Similarly, God, he's bored, he's alone. So he planned, you know, that we have a lot of children, yeah? So they run around and, you know, and they make a lot of noise and fun for him. So he originally planned like that, but he don't say it, not even to his closest assistants. So he met Adam and Eva, and he tell them, you don't do this. You do it and you die. And he knows exactly that as soon as he say that, Adam and Eva will do it. So this is the problem. That's why I tell you, originally we have no sin, right? And no bad karma. Every bad karma belongs to God. Why does he make Adam and Eve anyhow, right? And then fancy make an apple tree in the middle of the garden. What for, by the way? What for? And then only one. And then tell people can't eat it. If he knows that our ancestors are monkeys, he must not make any fruit. And the one and only tree in the garden, and tell you not to eat it. Can you believe it? Any one of us can keep it? No, I don't believe it. I'll tell you some secret. When I was young, very, very young, very little, we have fruit trees in the garden. And I don't like meat. All the fruits in the garden are more tempting. You know? I know exactly when, which fruit is right. And until which degree, you know, half or one third or whole. I calculate, you know, every time. And then I pick it up. Even though the family members are entitled to share all this. But they never have chance because every time the fruit never arrive together. Only one or two at a time. And I'm always the first customer. Yes, because I'm always thinking of fruit and eating because I don't like the meat. You don't have to go on the street like a second morning Buddha. From a prince, he become a beggar. Maybe he also likes to eat vegetarian, you know, from birth. You know, this instinct within us. Many of the children, you find out that they don't like meat. Yeah? And then we force them to eat, and sometimes they don't eat it. But then later on, they become used to it. Is that not so?
Yeah.
If you have children, you know, huh? This is definitely the truth. Yeah, so similarly to all of us, and maybe the Shakyamuni Buddha, he has the instinct that he does not like the meat diet, but because he was a prince, and everything, you know, was available to him, and he had to eat it just because he's a prince. You know, so good fortune comes with bad karma, you see? Yeah. But when we talk about good things, sometimes we have to consider. I mean, all of you know already, but some of the people don't know. But good things sometimes are not really good things, right? Yeah? So all of us know that, for example, cigarette or alcohol or meat or fish give us a lot of trouble, right? And but we still cling to these goodies, yeah? And we think they're good. Yes. That's why we have a lot of problems in our life. Sometimes the people who change to vegetarian diet, their face change very quickly. Yes. You don't need to practice the Kuan Yin method to see this. You can observe the change in their expression. It become lighter. Yeah, kind of a burden has gone away. Or their expression become more bright, more optimistic. Yes, and their talk lighter, more optimistic. And their way of doing things are different. Or maybe you can have an experience within yourself. It's your life. It's your soul, it's your way of living. You are responsible for whatever you want to be. I am not responsible. So you do what you want. Whatever comes from your heart, that is good. I don't need to influence you because you alone, you are God. You have God inside you as well as I do. There's no need to tell you what to do. Except when you ask me what is best for you, then I will tell you. But if you don't ask me, I would not tell you anything. So that's very simple. So actually, whatever we do, yeah, is our own responsibility. Yeah? There's no need to blame anybody or to look up to someone for the answer. Actually not. Even to look up on to a guru or master or anything like that would be an obstruction to our progress. Yeah? Yes. And you come to a master and listen to anything because you are already have it. You already know about it. You probably need a confirmation. Yeah. Just so that you're stronger in your decision. Because when two people agree, things tend to come into being quickly and more affirmatively. Yeah, that's all. Otherwise, even if you're not ready for it, if you want to play around full in this world for a longer time, yeah, I try to influence you, no good. I can never do it. Even God cannot do it. The people want to change themselves. And when the people want to change, they change. Just like the American people, now they change. They want to be vegetarian and they meditate and they learn a lot of things.
That's because they want it. Because now they're ready. They have built a country. They have built a foundation of the institution of free America. Now they're free. Their hands are free. Their mind are relaxed. They can pursue the original motive of their life. Of their journey to America. Yes, they came here because of spiritual. So finally they will do it. Now that's all.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. Because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
I used to go to a Buddhist temple and the monk always told me that a woman cannot be as enlightened as men, or men with higher enlightenment than men. So what do you say about that?
As long as you think of yourself as a man or as a woman, you never can become a Buddha, all right? By the way, for your information, just between you and me. There is a Buddhist sutra, the king of the sutras, you know, the Holy Bible. Sutra means the Holy Bible of Buddhism. There's a Holy Bible in Buddhism called the Lotus Sutra. In that sutra, the Bodhisattva Manjushri, one of the highest disciples of heaven, with the Buddha at that time, have told the story to the assembly of saints at that time under the Buddha. Yeah, when the Buddha was present as well, told the story of a girl, 8 years old, became a Buddha instantly. And she's not even human being, she's a dragon race. Any more questions? Huh? No? Actually, we never see each other enough, right? You always have some question. Even if you don't have any question, you will question why you don't have any question. So we just enjoy the life, yeah? Be a good boy and good girl. and try to be vegetarian if we can, and lead a good life, enjoy whatever God gives us. We own the house, we own the world. Yeah? We think about, we created this world, but the power of thinking. Therefore, we enjoy it, all right? But try to share and not to damage our property, our common property. Everybody doubts the power of thinking should remember people with magical power. Even one of the person in America, he made the statue of Liberty disappear, even for 5 minutes. That's the power of thinking. You can disintegrate, dissolve the matter, the material substance, back to their original source, before they came into being, just like us. Before we came into existence, where were we? Yeah, we were at the original source. We were at the house of the substance. Yeah, we are at the factory of the future making, right? So that's why people can learn the art of invisibility, yeah? Or the art of flying, or the art of materializing things and dismaterializing things. So it's very easy. But these are still in the level of thinking, of intellect. There are higher level of beyond thinking, beyond the existence of the mind, before the thinking process and the thinking power came into being. That is a higher level, the level of God, the level of the Almighty, the original house of all beings, including our soul and all the souls of all beings. That is the level we can reach with the method of the light and the sound that we have learned from ancient masters. This is a higher level. Therefore, using this original power, we can arise above all material existence, all the cause and effect. That's why we become free. That's why we can transcend red karma. That's the only thing that's worth pursuing. Yes. All right? Yes? You want to become a Buddha now or not? Since you're a woman?
No, you talk about the spirituality of the American came here 200 years ago, but what do you do with the, about the killing of the Indians and the stealing of the land from the Native Americans?
Mm-hmm. Land belongs to God. Everybody can come here and stay. There was a battle. This is unavoidable. You know, there are misunderstandings between the both races. Yeah, there are different cultural clash between the first comers, yeah? Of course we don't like it. It's no good.
But this is the trouble of this world, because we never share. And because we don't develop simultaneously together, yeah?
Master, it's nice to see you again, first of all. And second, does everybody have a soulmate? And if so, you have to find your soulmate before you can be liberated.
Yeah. Have you found yours?
Possibly.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
No, I don't know if I have or not.
Okay. Yes. See, that's so called soulmates. Yes, could be. But then some soulmates are already liberated, so you don't have to find one here. You know, so some soulmates are still around here. So you have to wait. Actually, this is some of the theory. Hmm? If you have no more longing, no more desire in your heart, even if your soulmate is in heaven or in hell, it doesn't matter to you. You have to arise and arrive at the level of desirelessness. Yeah? Then the soulmate is everywhere and is nowhere, because you are everywhere, you're omnipresent. There's no need for soulmate when you're omnipresent. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Master, well, we have talked a lot about food. I have some interesting question. Now, what kind of spiritual food that you want to give to your followers? They are very hungry for your knowledge and your teaching. You have widely read all these scriptures of Sakyamuni, Lao Tzu, Confucius, the Bible. So I wonder what sort of spiritual food.
You have to come for initiation in order to eat the food. It's just advertisement.
No,
the
no.
Food is inside.
I know.
It has to be fed spiritually and you know, individually inside.
Okay. I know. You have widely read all those books.
Oh, you read too.
Well, not so easily understood all those scriptures, especially the Chinese literature.
I thought it was very easy.
No, you have the wisdom, but not the normal people.
Welcome to come and share the wisdom.
That's the reason why, if you can have all the teachings about this, I think it will be very fruitful for your followers.
The spiritual food is not to talk about, actually, it's to digest, to assimilate it quietly. Yes, the talking is only advertisement, like menu. It's not the food. Yeah, the food is actually shared between master and disciple in silence. Those who believe or those who get initiation know that. They have food every day. Yes? That's why Jesus said, man doesn't live from bread alone. That's what he meant, the inner bread, the bread and water of life. That's what we must share and what we must digest. Yeah? In order to live eternally. Mm-hmm.
We were talking about food today. How about some side product, something like our shoes and our bags? And how about injection of blood if you have to go to operation?
Okay. If you have to do it, if you have to do something, do it. Don't be fanatic, okay? If you need blood to survive, then accept it, okay? You can accept it, you know, in the case of emergency, all right? If you don't wear shoes or warm clothing, I don't know if you can survive or you go to heaven right away. It's up to you. But, you know, if you feel uncomfortable, yeah, then don't buy them. They are plastic shoes, plastic or other product that keep warm also. I myself don't like using leather, yes? And some people are very, very sensitive spiritually, that if they wear leather, they can feel the suffering of the animals when that animal will kill too. So therefore they avoid it as a matter of natural development. It's just like you eat vegetarian now and you meditate a lot. And now even if you have the opportunity to eat meat, or if I let you eat, I don't say anything, but you can't. You don't like it, yeah? Some people, like myself, even if some product are vegetarian, yeah? But they made it similar to fish, you know, or meat, the smell is very pungent, and I couldn't eat it. Even I know it is vegetarian, 100%, but the smell, you know, too much similar to fish. I couldn't eat it because sensitivity, the reminding of the similar things.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Hysteria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Why were we crazy enough to forget our connections with God?
Well, this involves billions of people in this world. How can I answer you alone? Perhaps they like to play around. Yeah? Okay. And that time has not come. Just like people in a theater, you know? They're originally a very good person, but they play a bad role. Why not?
Everyone's free to choose what they want to do. God is always inside them anyhow. They couldn't forget it. They themselves are God. God lives within this temple of flesh. How can we ever forget that? Just what we choose to stay around, okay? Instead of go back home. That's all right? Nobody forgets God. The moment we forget God, we don't exist in this world. Besides, God never forgets us. So how can we run away from God? Don't worry, everybody is okay.
All right, love you. I also thank you for your unconditional love.
This is really unconditional love, right? That means we want nothing from each other. Just love, right? Just love you, I love you. Just like that, it's fine. It's the best. It's heaven, all right? It's really heaven. Heaven is like that. So just carry heaven within yourselves, and the world is heaven to you. Because this world is also a corner of the universe. So everywhere could be heaven, you know? Everywhere is a corner of the universe. There's no need to run from one place to another to find heaven, really. It's like that. Alright? That's why the Bible says God dwells within you.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We thank you for your compassionate presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programs 24 hours a day, every day of the week. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/WOW.